It's time for the Hideout Minutes with the Kid McLovin.
Last week on the Hideout, Hefe was at his family reunion and missed the Hideout. We talked about Bernie Mac passing on. We talked about the Olympics, and we talked about the Manliest Gay Act. I'm the Kid McLovin, and now you're up to date on the Hideout.
So I didn't miss anything.
Bring the ship up and everything.
We're going in.
Patching you into FM.
The Hideout.
False security has lulled the madness of this world into a slumber. Wake up. An eye is upon you, staring straight down and keenly through, seeing all that you are and everything that you can never be.
Hideout.
Yes, an eye is upon you, an eye ready to blink.
Hideout.
So face forward. With arms wide open and mind reeling, your future has arrived. Are you ready to go?
The Hideout.
It is an FM Jerry Springer freak show, shovel to the lowest common denominator.
The Hideout.
We got a power to the people routine and a very loyal fan base.
We're all being lobotomized by this country's most influential industry.
The Hideout.
Either you're with us or you're against us.
The Hideout starts now.
Be somebody! Be somebody!
What's new?
What are you doing?
What's new, J-Dubs? Welcome into the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK, Short Porch. However, we are here, we are live, and we're ready to talk to you over the next couple of hours until 9 o'clock. If you want to join us in the Hideout, you got a couple of different ways to do it. Let's start it with La Telefono.
Huh?
That's a telephone.
Oh, 800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067. Hit us up on there. You can hit us up also on the AOL Instant Messenger. Hideout Radio is the name on there. We check that all throughout the show and throw your comments out on the air. Also, hideoutheretics.net is the fan site. That can be found through a link on WJFK.com that has our podcast on it, as well as other bios, just different things that maybe you'd like to know about the show or need to know about the show to get some little backstories.
In fact, you'll need to go there because something we're going to talk about today is there. There's a photo of J-Dubs up on hideoutheretics.net under today's discussion thread. And if you go take a look at that, that'll be something we'll be talking about a little bit later on. Also, too, there's the Pal Talk room. Hello to everybody on Pal Talk. That you can watch. At least we got one camera view in the Hideout tonight if you want to check that out. But everything you need, you can link through WJFK.com. Good to be back in the Hideout. Satchel Patch is here. Also, the Kid McLovin here as well. I think for the first time in a long time, we are at full strength. All four of us are here. Mm-hmm. Are you going to see what photo's up there?
Yes.
On Hideout?
I have an idea what photo is up there. But
by the way, HideoutHeretics.net is newly redesigned, too. So thanks to Nameless, who's a big fan of WJFK, Big O and Duke. So O'Mara, the Junks, Nameless takes care of us. And he redesigned HideoutHeretics.net. But again, there's a link on that from WJFK.com.
See, homeowner says I'm hot.
Yeah, did you see the photo? You see it there?
Yeah, I see it.
We'll talk about that a little bit later on. How's everybody doing?
Man,
it's good to be back. How'd the show go last week?
It went. We were without you. It went a lot better than usual.
Yeah, it was
good. That's good to hear.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so am I the anchor?
That's what he is. Dubs the whole time is like freedom, you know. I can walk faster. I don't have this 250. It used to be 275 pounds of weight around my neck.
203, bitch.
203 on my neck, so.
Right. All right, well, good. Well, then I will try to keep it up for you boys then as we roll through. What's been going on? Anything been going on in your world?
I tell you what, man. I've been preparing, trying to figure out how to get ready for the draft or maybe avoid a draft.
What do you mean?
I'm not talking about the NBA or anything. I think our military, our country, I think we're about to have another draft coming up.
Why do you say that?
Man, this whole thing with Georgia's got me freaking out with Russia.
The Russia-Georgia conflict?
Not us equals a draft.
Not us invading a country, but the Russia-Georgia conflict got you worried about a draft.
The Russia-Georgia conflict has me driving around in my car, stressing, preparing mentally, physically.
How old are you?
I've been running 3 miles a day now. I can knock out 50 push-ups at a time.
How old are you?
27.
You wouldn't be drafted until like the fourth tier anyway.
No. I think in this next draft we're going to have, before 2010, anybody under 30, which qualifies me, you'll be out of it.
No, I'm out.
Dubs, you know, I don't know if you can pass the physical challenge. And the kid, I don't know. I think
is that
you're
double
get stuck
dare?
On double
is that a
dare.
Physical challenge?
It is. It is, but I'm telling you.
Well, you think about it, though. You think we've got Iraq right now, Afghanistan. Yeah. We're going to be going into Iran before Bush leaves office. And now the Cold War is starting back up.
Really hit
it's
me,
awesome.
What really hit me is I saw the leader of Georgia, and it's this only, you know, democratic nation over there. Mm-hmm. And he's really busting on the UN and really busting on us for not helping him out and backing him up as Russia just invaded and pretty much went the first Desert Storm on them, pretty much.
Right,
you know?
But no. See, you're misinformed. Georgia started the fight, if you really want to talk about it. Georgia started the fight, and Russia laid the smack down.
I don't understand all the details of it. Russia came in, invaded, and just...
No, but the one thing you do understand is there might be a draft.
Yeah.
Because of the Georgia-Russia conflict.
Listen to this. I'm telling you, we're over in Iraq, and everybody's tripping. You know, our military sucks. Nobody wants to enter the military now. They're offering $50,000. And I was thinking they might have to up it to $100,000 signing bonus to join. And I was debating whether I would do that or not. And to avoid the draft, I think I might go ahead and enlist so I can pick and choose and I won't just get thrown out on their front lines. Because if this Cold War thing kicks up, Russia said they want to invade Poland because Poland's thinking about putting up the U.S., letting the U.S. put up anti-missiles or something like that to shoot down. They say if they do, they're going to invade Poland.
We need an open for this segment, Retards on Foreign Policy.
Okay.
I don't know if we can put that together, Retards on Foreign Policy, and then go from there.
If they invade Poland, then Europe's going to have to step in, and we're going to have to step in and stuff like that, and we're already stretched to the limit in Iraq, will be in Iran, in Afghanistan. We're already failing over there. Where are they going to get more people to join if they're already struggling to get people to join? They can't pull troops out of Iraq. They can't pull them from elsewhere. They're going to demand, they're going to run it up, the signing bonus to $100,000, which will attract a bunch of losers like me. That's about the only way I'm ever going to score $100,000. Or reinstate the draft.
Alright, I'm for it. Because now...
Even take Satchel over there.
Because if I'm 30 and I'm no longer in, then I am for it. I say it is time to reinstitute this draft and get rid of you three losers.
What I was thinking is a way to avoid it is to go ahead and enlist. So you can almost pick and choose what you... Seriously, man, they're going to have to start taking athletes, and we're going to be going through boot camp with the likes of Kobe Bryant.
You're like Pauly Shore in the Army now. You're going to get into the water, the water area. Right. Yeah, all I got to do is get water for people. Hot damn.
Listen, I mean, come on. I'm physically fit. I can handle myself in the real man's military.
You really think you're ready for it?
I can run 3 miles nonstop without stopping to breathe, without stopping to rest.
You breathe the whole time, douchebag.
Without stopping to rest, I can knock out 50 push-ups at a time.
Do you think you would be in military intelligence, or would you be on the front line?
See, that's what I'm saying. If you join before the draft, you can pick. And I actually took my ASVAB, and I qualified. I told y'all stories here on the hideout.
What did you score on the ASVAB?
Like a 96, 97%?
It only goes to 80.
Well, whatever the hell it was. I was top 90-something percent then. I don't remember this. I was going to go fly helicopters. I've told you all about this before I got into radio.
Mm-hmm.
That I was going, and I scored high enough for military intelligence, and I ended up was going to go in as a pilot.
The only helicopter you do now, though, involves your genitalia.
Yeah.
You still do that helicopter?
I do.
Right. I understand you probably do. It is the Hideout on a Saturday night, 106.7 WJFK. Apparently, don't worry about any football because the draft is coming back, according to the Satchel
Patch. Our athletes are going to have to go fight in war. It'll be like we're going to have a league of their own again. A bunch of women out there playing football and baseball because all the men are over there fighting for the freedom.
I thought they had that. I thought it was called the Giants. So let me ask you this then, Dubs.
Yeah.
If there is a draft, are you going?
No.
Are you dodging?
I'm dodging.
Really?
I'm deferring. I'm dodging. I'm going to Canada.
So you're like a normal McCain supporter.
Yes.
I'm going to fight. But
can
I was
I
thinking away.
Because you're a redneck. Rednecks love to fight. You're the pit bulls of the U.S.
All right. We're the reason we have the freedoms we do. Let's go kill us some folks.
Right.
Some red communists.
Right, would you rather, by the way, if you were to choose a line in which you're going to go fight on, Iraq, Afghanistan, Iran, or Russia?
Russia.
You would want to go fight on the Russian line?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Just because of the memories and stuff like I from watching old films and stuff like that.
Memories of old films.
Yeah. You know, you watch like old films
so
and stuff like that.
So Spies Like Us?
The watching the people fight Hitler and stuff like that.
Hitler you know, wasn't from Russia.
I know. I didn't know that. But I'm now about that time.
You've declared war on Germany.
World War II.
Yes.
With Hitler. And before that, we were fighting World War One with the Russians and the Cold War and all that nonsense.
Wait, you just said World War?
I'm talking
World
about
I and the Cold War.
Old stuff like when you
the Cold War was after World War
yeah,
II.
Yeah, I know that. That was no, the Cuban Missile Crisis and all that nonsense too. That was like I'm talking about back in the day. Now Russia, I'm talking about when Russia owned before the Soviet Union broke up. All right, before the Cold War. Back when Russia was invading everywhere else, we were fighting Germany on the eastern parts of Europe, and Russia was fighting everybody else. Well, and the reason we, this is when Japan was still a part of it, was a part of the communists, and we bombed their asses to end it.
Retards on foreign policy.
So we never had any problems with Russia till the mid early 80s. I guess that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Where everything was all hunky-dory.
Early
80s.
My biggest problem with them really dates back, honestly, to Rocky III.
Yeah.
That's when I really cared about the Russia versus the United States. And that's me. The
I
USSR.
Would break you.
Yes, and you know what he did? Shh, don't tell anyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to. He killed Apollo.
Mm-hmm, of course. So you're not raring to fight.
Yeah.
Go.
It'd be a great bit, me driving him to the enlistment office.
Yeah,
I could do live call-ins.
I love that idea, too. What about you, kid? Are you going?
They'd laugh at me. They'd laugh at me if I showed
like
up.
Like everybody else.
Just be like another day.
I mean, hell, it'd be like Private Pyle or something like that. They took everybody. They reinstate the draft. It don't matter.
You know what it would be? It would be Starship Troopers, because you'd have the kid over here would be Doogie Howser. He'd go up into intelligence. Then you're Rico. You were Rico, you loser, and you're on the front line.
Well, I mean, he's holding on to old grudges against the Russians and the redcoats over in Britain and
bad tooth bastards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what happens if they invade Poland or something like that, and they start trying to? Then the UN
are you Polish?
No, I'm not.
Then why do you care?
All right, the same thing with Hitler. He never came over here and invaded America. Why do we care? You got to go fight him on their front before it happens on our front.
I just don't get the concept of the Georgia-Russia conflict means we're going to have a draft. That's ludicrous.
Because they're showing right now that they have no respect for anything the UN says. The UN's been saying no.
Neither did we when they said don't go into Iraq. What's the difference?
All right, but Iraqis, we needed to kill them.
With all the crap that's gone on in the past...
Exactly.
Retards on foreign policy.
This is what's going to be. As much as we win in Iraq, we are a country that tries to keep the peace and tries to keep everything normal. When you have crazy...
Whoa, are we Canada now?
Oh, kind of. We are the police force. Are we not the police force of the world, our country?
Yes.
And that's why everyone hates us.
All right. We hate the cops, but for crying out loud, if they weren't there, they'd be drunks running around. You know, doing all kind of crazy stuff.
Why don't you go be a cop then?
I don't want to be a cop.
What do you want
to
do?
I want to drive him to the enlistment office.
I agree.
I want to go fight some redcoats and Russians.
Then do it. You have my permission. I will fire you from the job that you do during the week so you can go and make this happen.
Oh, wait.
Trust me, everyone's calling for it.
Wait a minute. No. Bad idea right there.
It is the Hideout. Hefe Dubs, the Satchel Patch, the Kid McLovin, 106.7 WJFK. So that's what you've worried about all week.
All right. Well, listen to this. If we put up some anti-missile launchers, some MLRS, something like that, you know, interceptor missiles, something like that they're talking about putting up in Poland.
Mm-hmm.
And then Russia says, no, we're not having that. We're going to invade Poland.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do you think is going to happen?
Let them go at it. Seriously.
See, that's the problem, Frenchie. you, Frenchie here and Canadian over here are running from it. Why not stand
up? I'm not running from it.
What do you say? You said you would dodge it. You're Frenchie, and you said you'd drop
what is it
the
our
draft.
Concern? If they want to go invade each other and kill each other,
why was Hitler our concern? Because we couldn't get the latest Anne Frank novel?
All right, listen to me.
It wasn't a novel.
Yeah.
It was a diary, you idiot.
I know she had a diary, but that's because she didn't have. She was a writer. Why was she going to put out novels?
Hold on a second. Hold on. You retard. Listen to me. I don't think you need to be concerned with the idea of there being a draft. Right. It will never, there will never be another draft in the United States of America.
Wait, and I bet you say Russia won't invade Poland, too.
No, I'm sure they will. But let me tell you
then
this.
Then who's going to fight that fight? Frenchie over here?
America will no longer fight those fights. And let me tell you why. America is no longer has the standing which we held previously. We are no longer the policemen of the world. We can't even police our own house.
Who is then?
Honestly, there is no more police in the world.
Russia will have no problem going to invade Poland.
That's right.
And they will take over.
That's
and they will
right.
start with Western Europe and democratic nations.
Absolutely, because we have already screwed ourselves. The United States is not what it once was. We obviously could not even defeat Iraq.
We did.
We're gonna leave
well, we
them.
Can. We tried to do it humanely.
We are going
to
leave.
We could have done what we did to Japan. We very easily could do that.
You can't do that anymore.
Why not?
You know why you were able to do you want me to sit here and genuinely educate
yeah,
you, dummy?
Why
we were
it?
Able to do that to Japan? Because when Japan, we were the only ones that had those bombs.
All right.
Now everyone has those bombs. You can't do that anymore.
We still have better technology.
No, we
and
don't. The technology comes from the corporations who they sell it to everybody now. Everybody has the technology. The rest of the world has caught up to us. So that's why, as the United States, we're just going to stay out of it now. We got to try to keep our nose clean, you big dummy. There's not going to be another draft. America's not as strong as we once were.
Then we're going to allow Russia
yes,
to get to that point.
And you will always be a retard.
No, you got to allow
communism
to get to that point.
Yes.
You want to allow communism to strengthen itself.
It's not a matter of allowing. It's going to happen. It's already happened.
No.
Yes.
No. I'd rather get a shotgun and go stand out there and die over trying to keep communism
then
from
good,
taking over.
Do it. Guess
there's
what?
The enlistment office.
Yeah, guess what? You're going to be doing it.
Yeah.
You're not going to make a difference.
Y'all are pansies. Y'all should be embarrassed to live in this country.
No, I am, but that's not because I'm a pansy.
Just because we're looking across the aisle from you.
Mm-hmm. I'm embarrassed because we no longer have the stroke in the world that we used to, and that's why, as it comes to Georgia and Russia, and the why reason we can't get involved anymore is because we no longer have the sack to do it. We don't have the ability to. So there you are worried about going over there fighting. Don't worry about it. What you need to worry about is how you're going to make rent. Because I think I'm going to fire you anyway.
I got rent taken care of.
Just because you're a nincompoop. It is a hideout. It is 106.7 WJFK. All right, was there anything? What about you, the kid? Was there anything of note this week that you're really
just
like,
watching the Olympics?
How many times did you surrender when the French got up there? I bet you cheered on French and everything. Go, Frenchie, go.
What is this with the French?
Nothing.
Because I don't care about Russia and whoever else.
Je suis ou la vie.
That makes me...
So for you, the Olympics were the big thing this
week? Yes, yes.
How angry did you get when the American won the 200 medley relay and the French came in second place? I bet you were throwing
Is it time for you to go enlist yet?
Yeah, seriously. Have you been interested at all with the Olympics, though?
Actually, more so than usual. I've had a lot of fun watching this year. I watched a lot of swimming. And for some reason, it makes it worth it when it's the Olympics because I would never watch it usually.
Mm-hmm.
Some volleyball. I watch a little bit of volleyball.
I look at these Olympics and I'm so bored with them. They're so.
It's like watching really good players in gym class.
But you know who would even do that? Would you ever go to a track meet when you were
Never.
In high school? I was on the track team and I still wouldn't sit around and watch. I'd go do something else. To me, the whole idea of the Olympics is just retarded and it's over already. The one good thing I guess is that the basketball team is playing well.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I guess they're 3-0 or so. But other than that, who cares? It's what you got football going on, coming up in the postseason with baseball. Really, the Olympics? Why do we continue this tradition? It seems like a meaningless tradition.
Because we're still good at it. If we stop being good at it, screw the Olympics. We're not going to show that on NBC anymore.
I cannot wait for Michael Phelps for us to find out that he's doping.
He's not dope.
I'm telling
he's
you.
He's an American
no
hero.
It's going to be fantastic when it comes out that this guy has been doping this whole time.
He's an American hero, and it's a sacrilege.
And the fact that we sit here and we are proud of a swimmer. What kind of a sissy-ass nation are we?
We're
the
a sissy-ass
dolphin.
Nation that won't go fight off communism.
That's what I'm more concerned about is we're excited about a swimmer than whether or not we want to get involved with a Russian-Georgian conflict.
He beat the Russian swimmers.
We're watching people
beat the Frenchies.
Doing backflips and swimming and diving at the same time, and we're excited over this.
And we're upset that a ugly girl got pulled off stage and they put a cute girl out there to lip sync for her music.
Well, that's actually important. I think China realizes, just like the rest of the world, that there's nothing more important than being pretty. And if you are not pretty, then there's no reason for you to represent our country.
Girl had piranha teeth.
Oh, whatever. I think that's another thing, too, that you got to stop and take a look at and be a little concerned with. So the Olympics for you. What about you, Dubs? Is there anything in particular for you?
No, it's been pretty quiet.
Yeah, other than the fact that Dubs has a girlfriend.
I do not.
Ooh!
There's no girlfriends.
Dubs has a girlfriend. I don't know if you've been following this show at all, but you know that Dubs has had problems getting poon. Well, as it turns out, Dubs now has a girlfriend.
I do not.
Ooh! Really?
Ooh! I do not have a girlfriend.
Do your hands sweat when you hold her hand?
No.
Because
I don't have a girlfriend.
Have you held her hand?
No, because I don't have a girlfriend.
Dubs apparently now has a girlfriend. So congratulations, J Dubs. What does she look like?
Who?
Michael Phelps?
Who?
Your girlfriend.
I don't have one.
Mm-hmm. Does she sing the national anthem, lip sync it for the Olympics?
No.
Because usually that's the age you go for. All right, let's take a break, come back, find out more about Dubs' love life. And also, too, I haven't really gotten a chance to weigh in on it at this show. And that's the idea of what's going on with this John Edwards. And I'd like to defend him, if I could, just for a moment. Because you want to talk about good Americans.
I'll tell you something. Last week, we talked about without you here, Hefe.
Mm-hmm.
And these two, the Jadjeds, were very against being able to love your wife while still cheating.
Really?
Can't cheat.
What?
You can't cheat.
I would expect that from the kid. Who has never even known the sweet friction that there is of. But you, on the other hand...
Don't get married.
I would readily expect you to be absolutely all about infidelity.
Absolutely not. If you get married, it's out of the question. If you want to do that and you want that kind of lifestyle, don't get involved, don't get married, boom. That's all good.
You can
do whatever you want.
Let's talk about this on the other side.
Yeah.
Because you can certainly love someone and cheat on them all at the same time. We'll talk about that next in the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK.
Hideout.
Prostitutes, pimps, gamblers.
5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2, 1.
The Hideout. A juvenile comic and his straight man.
The Hideout with El Jefe and J Dubs.
Pathetic? You be the judge.
Back in the Hideout on a Saturday night, 106.7 WJFK, Short Porch. Only 2 hours tonight, we roll through. Joe Radio takes over at 9. If you want to hop in, 800-636-1067. Also, you got the Pal Talk Room rolling. Newly designed HideoutHeretics.net. You can get to all that by going to the Hideout page on WJFK.com. And while you're there, leave a comment, mainly about how disgusted you are. About the Satchel Patch and his thought of a draft.
We will have a very disgusting podcast being posted very soon somewhere out there. If you can keep an eye out on our websites, we'll be able to tell you where that is.
Yeah, a little uncensored stuff. Oh, by the way, last weekend we also did that show for XM, Sirius XM. You can get that on the aforementioned hideoutheretics.net, but go through WJFK.com.
And another thing, I don't know how we're going to do it or if we're going to have time, but if... We have some prizes to give away tonight, too. We have some copies of...
Recounts on DVD, yep. And also pairs to go see College. That's at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House. So we got that for you if you want to get in at any point. Depending, get a good call or whatever, we'll hook you up. 800-636-1067. All right, so let me ask you this, because before the break we're talking about, now that Dubs has a girlfriend, it's really important now that I have a fiancé. The Satchel Patch has a Cuban chick that he's dating or cleaning his house or something.
Mm-hmm.
Dubs now has a girlfriend, and the kid is still a virgin. So, I haven't had the opportunity to discuss this with you boys, but this whole John Edwards situation.
Bedwards.
Oh, yes, Bedwards. And him cheating. You guys talked about it last week, and what was the thought?
Well, my thought was that, if you love your wife, during the cancer treatment, You cut out the cheating. You say, let's put this on hold until she gets done with the cancer treatment, and then we'll push back into it. But you can still care for your wife and be cheating on her at the same time.
Yes,
without a doubt.
I know that from experience.
There's a marriage is more than physical attraction, and I don't think these guys get that.
Right.
There's
What is marriage to you, Satchel Patch?
That is kind of a hard question. I think it's just when two people enter into a monogamous relationship, pretty much. Yeah, that I will be with you physically, mentally, until this contract is still, you know, good. And I don't think what John Edwards did. I think he broke that contract, whether he loves the woman or not. I think if he loved her, he wouldn't have done it.
What about you, kid? What's marriage to you?
Marriage is based so much on trust to me.
I think it's.
And that's the big thing to me, is that he broke that trust with his wife by going out and cheating.
You guys are
a
couple chicks.
Wow. I want to know if we need to take another break so you can go change your pads.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems to me.
It smells like pennies in there.
Yeah, it seems to me someone is having a visit from Auntie Flo.
If John Edwards wants to do this, get rid of the cancer anchor hanging around his neck, divorce the broad, and go out and make love to whoever you want to.
No. Let me tell you this. Let me educate you boys. What you always do is you always have, and where Dubs is wrong too, you always have someone in your back pocket. You always have someone in your back pocket.
What marriage are you working on?
That you can go to. Marriage number two. All so right. What does that matter? You always want to have a backup plan in life. You always need an out.
Contingency plan.
So the best time to go out and begin to find someone else is when the person you were married to is dying. That way there is no lag.
Yeah.
You can automatically move from one to the next. That's where your logic was flawed, J Dubs.
How?
Because you said if she has cancer, you don't do it. I'm saying that's the perfect opportunity too.
I don't think you sleep with a woman right then during the cancer. I say you can continue talking to that chick, you continue have a whole plan with that chick. But you don't sleep with her right then. You give.
Why?
And I'm just talking about during chemo. That's 3 months.
Why would you not do it then? But you would. It would be a violation. It would be a violation then, but it wouldn't be a violation otherwise.
No, because then, what you're violating then with the chemo thing, you're taking that emotional trust away from your wife.
What's this with the trust thing?
Well, I'm saying, if you aren't attracted to your wife sexually, there must be an emotional attachment.
You shouldn't have married
right?
abroad and you have her be your friend. You go find somebody you are sexually attracted to. You marry them.
Why
and
does
say,
marriage
this
have
my...
to be about sex?
Yeah, exactly.
Marriage is more of an idea of a commitment that you would have that is beyond sex.
Sex is the icing on the cake.
Yeah, so...
Depending.
So why not have chocolate instead of vanilla sometimes?
Right.
You like the same cake every over and over again?
Actually, I do, so that's a bad example.
You and your marble cake at home?
I'm just good with the old vanilla.
Right. To be interesting, what I'm saying, why does marriage have to be necessarily about, why does sex have to factor into marriage?
Because it's a part of an intimate relationship. It's part of being intimate with someone else.
Sometimes.
I know you don't want to talk about this on the air, so we'll pretend that we're not talking to the Satchel Patch about this. But how many people have you been quote-unquote intimate with? So every single person you've had sex with is a matter of intimacy?
No, not really. But there's a difference between...
What's the difference, bitch?
Well, the difference is between... Exactly.
Hold on a second.
Get the hell out of here,
hold
bitch.
On, wait
I don't
second.
Want to ever see you again. And, all right, you can stay.
All right, were you tucked during that? That's what I want to know, if you're tucked dancing in the mirror.
Were you singing Goodbye Horses?
Yeah. I've never heard such a woman as it comes to these relationships.
No, if you want to
is
be like that,
real
don't
you,
get married.
Or is this because your chick now listens to this show?
I'm saying if you want to do that, if you want to be like that, don't get married. If you want to have three or four women at a time, if you want to have something in your back pocket, if you want to do that.
You can still do that while you're married. That's
don't
the beauty
be
of it.
That's what I'm saying. In my opinion, that's where I think the violation is.
Let me educate you for a moment. Again, I always got to stop this show to educate this retard. Listen to me.
Wedding number two.
You were under the assumption, by the way, that men and women are equal. And what I mean by that.
No,
is,
I'm not.
Is in the idea that they think about this in the same way. Men are biologically created to spread their seed.
Yes.
Women, on the other hand, are biologically created to hold on to the man that they have so that they can be providers. That is the way the entirety of humanity has been set up.
Well, what are you doing here in Tampa? Go to Utah.
So because, no, it's not about, I want multiples. You want to have one, you have a woman. It's in the woman's best interest.
You have a queen bee.
To stay married to the man, but yet to allow the man to go out to fulfill what he needs.
Well, I don't like that concept, that idea. It wasn't how I was raised.
How were you raised?
My parents are still wolves. My parents are still married. They've been married for 30-some-odd years.
And you think your dad has been faithful the whole time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hate to break it to you.
Never.
But he's probably banged the same dirty waitresses in Arkansas that you have.
You know, my dad's not like that. My family wasn't built around that. My entire family structure, not only with my parents, with my parents.
They raised you, didn't they?
In my entire family, divorce is very rare. In my family, like when I go back
because
to
because they reunion. Stick with each other even through the cheating.
All right, well then that's a good relationship, you know, a relationship.
So you
that's
can cheat
on...
and stay together. And
no,
it's okay.
That's not a part of it. That's not a part of a healthy relationship. That's unhealthy
cheating and stuff. Well, according to who? According to what? America's rules in the last like 70 years, because otherwise,
yeah, right.
Otherwise it was pretty much accepted. For men to go out and, you know,
all right, well, I'm only 26 or 27.
Right.
And I've lived in America in those 70 years, so that's what has influenced me.
Okay, but you are not even smart enough to look at the totality of humanity and even as other societies.
Well, it doesn't matter. I could go around and you know, club women in the head and drag them home by their hair.
I thought
like
that's
the
what you did before this chick.
But I'm saying, you know, I could look
his
at...
His club was roofies.
Mm-hmm. I've been there.
You can do that. You can look at other people's societies, but what good is that going to do you? None. You'll wind up in jail for beating women.
It's not a matter of winding up in jail. It's a matter of getting a perspective that is bigger than the society or the life in which you are living right now.
In my opinion, that's the point.
And you put it all into perspective, and you sit down and you have a rational discussion with someone, and you think, listen, do I want to cheat on you? No. Might it happen? Sure. Here are the reasons why it might happen. Now, we need to do our best to make sure, if we really want to do this, that it doesn't go to that point.
So you're saying that it does that would be unhealthy. That would be an unhealthy element to the relationship.
No, not if you sit there and
you just said that.
No, I didn't say it's a matter of being unhealthy. It's a matter of being honest.
You don't want it to go there.
Well, no, because she probably doesn't want it to go
why
there.
Why wouldn't you want it to go there?
I don't care if it goes there or not. I want it to go there. I want to get on a bullet train and make it go there. It's a matter of making her understand that this is where the train's headed. Either hop on or get run over.
Well, the way I was raised and the values that were instilled in me.
I've heard about your values.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as a committed relationship, if you want to be in a committed relationship, that the trust thing comes up and honesty and loyalty to your partner, the person
you
decide.
Are we talking about a dog?
Yeah. But the person you decide to be in that relationship with, you stick with that.
Dubs, have you cheated on your new girlfriend yet?
I don't have a new girlfriend. So, no, I haven't.
You went to another website?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, where'd you find this webcam girl?
This one is not a webcam girl that I don't have.
Oh, you have a girlfriend.
No.
Hey, all right, let me ask you this. With this Edwards guy,
yeah. Right,
who I think Edwards. Is now an American hero, more than Phelps. Do you think it matters whether or not you are, like, would this have played any role in whether or not he should be a person who leads government?
Yes. Well, I don't know. I like Clinton and I like the things he did. But John Edwards is...
Well, people did stuff to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dubs, what do you think?
I don't think it plays a big role in anything. It wouldn't. If I liked him, which I don't, I would vote for him with the cheating or not. I mean, we've had great leaders who banged multiple women.
By the way, I'm going to vote for him now. Now I'm actually going to write in his name.
You think that feminine
guy? I'm going to the convention.
He can't grow a mustache. Why would you vote for some man?
I'm going to the convention and voting for him and demanding that he is put forth in the roll call.
And actually, we were talking about this too. It might have been just me and you on the phone, Hefe, about. The rumors about John Edwards before that he was gay.
Yeah.
Those were all those rumors
that's
before.
That's the most shocking thing to me. I thought
this is expunged, all those rumors.
Yeah, I thought he was a fruit. And I thought that Elizabeth Edwards was a beard. And
this girl's a goatee.
This girl's a Fu Manchu.
Here, all right, let's see what the candidates think. All right, here's John McCain on whether or not, you know, you can be a good president and also to get a little strange, a little trim on the side.
I think it's up to each person's personal view of the individual, and everybody has a different view.
Cheater.
I say that because I know that there have been some leaders in American history, latest information about Franklin Delano Roosevelt. I happen to still think that Franklin Delano Roosevelt was an important president at a time in our history when we needed some courage. And so It's that's just frankly a judgment that I leave to others.
Good. I like that answer.
Well, that's weak.
It's a great answer from
because
McCain.
He's cheated and he's admitted to it before.
Well, why didn't he just say?
Yeah, his first wife.
All right, now I'm voting for him.
Why didn't he just
and
say
he,
I did it?
I'm going to the Democratic National Convention and demanding a roll call for John McCain.
He goes back to this FDR nonsense. FDR did it, so, you know, I'll leave that to him. FDR could grow a mustache. He could grow a beard. John Edwards is weak. He's a woman. He dates beards and goatees. He can't even grow one himself. He's very weak, and that excuse right there shows that he wears panties.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let
me try Barack Obama and see what he thinks about this.
Some of our greatest presidents haven't always been terrific husbands. And some who have been wonderful husbands have been rotten presidents. So, yeah, I think that other countries have typically taken a little more casual an approach when it comes to the personal lives of elected officials. And I think that there has to be some space for privacy. I mean, there are some people who might say that the fact that, I indulged in drugs when I was young disqualifies
me. Don't bring that up, man.
Ways that you can apply that kind of morality. What I'm always hopeful of is that people judge our public servants based on their passion, their commitment, their public integrity, how they operate with that public trust.
Hold on. Have two of the presidential candidates saying it doesn't matter whether or not you get
hold
some
on.
Strange.
Now, with the why, when you're talking about getting strange and if you can be trusted, would you bring up, one time I did coke? It has nothing to do with the conversation. Why are you shooting yourself in the foot?
No, I think he's talking to the fact of what you've done in your past and morality it ties in.
I know. He can say that without bringing up his own flaws.
So what? Why not do it? I think it shows that you're human. I think human beings do cocaine and bang strange chicks while they're married. Whatever. Don't judge me.
I guess the voice you had before was McCain.
Yes.
I thought that was Edwards. I'm sorry. That's why... where I came from, that stuff. But that's...
You don't know the difference between John McCain
and
John Edwards.
Well, I mean, slip.
Right. What? Go ahead.
Anyway, what happened to people with character? Why can't... they're making excuses for all these other people and stuff like that. When will somebody with some character come along who says,
character.
Yeah.
Character.
Character.
Character you want, Satchel Paige.
A leader. Someone with character.
Lurking in the shadows.
I'm appalled. Absolutely appalled and outraged that anybody would stoop to a stunt like that.
They don't know who this man
officials
is.
Officials say a prankster from a local radio station.
Lip Satchel.
You're looking at exclusive Fox 16 video.
They don't know who this man is.
Witness the consequence. That is the Satchel Patch.
Lip Satchel. I'm appalled. Absolutely appalled and outraged.
The man that was wearing the Speedo.
Lip Satchel
is obscene. Officials say a prankster from a local radio station spoiled part of that.
Radio personality. Lip Satchel.
KRK4's Dave Jordan joining us now live with more on this. Dave, what'd you find out?
That man is known to listeners as Lip Satchel. Now his actions are creating a buzz of their own.
And now, Lip Satchel.
I never said I had character, and I'm not running for president of the United States.
But should you be able to if you're busted in a gay parade in a Speedo handing out gay porn to underage children?
No, I can't even go.
Babies.
We're talking about military earlier. I couldn't even go into the military right now and fly helicopters or be a pilot or anything like that because of what I did. So I wouldn't expect to go run for president of the United States.
But what you did was illegal.
No, that's the difference. Adultery is not illegal, depending on, I guess, maybe even the state you're in, too. Sometimes it is still illegal.
I mean, just because it's not illegal doesn't mean it's not right.
And just because it is illegal doesn't mean
that
it's wrong.
Well, so character doesn't come into issue when you're voting on the president.
It should come into character for nothing. Character is not that big a deal. It's whether or not you can get the job done.
And
look at Mr. Born Again Christian that's run this country into the ground for the last 7 years. Mr. I'm a good guy.
Well, look what, who was doing it before?
And he ran it great. So obviously, as we see, character is not a real big thing.
Well, I apologize for expecting a little bit more out of the President of the United States.
Why would you expect anything out
of
someone?
They're a man.
Not only are they a man, but they're a guy that has gotten to the top.
There's a guy with options.
They're a leader in the most powerful country in the world. I would expect for them to have a high moral standard and some character.
Are you kidding?
Who are you and what do you do with the real guy that's been around here the past
Yeah, we know what it is. I'll just say this nice guy girlfriend now.
Yeah, that so listens.
Now that he's got a girlfriend that listens, all of a sudden he's Mr. High Horse, Mr.
That's
Morality.
That's not High Horse. I'm not saying anything great about myself. I said I expect the person leading this freaking country to have a little bit of character. What's so wrong with that?
Because it's a flawed argument within, it's just very basis.
Listen, I wouldn't want somebody I did cocaine with to go run for the President of the United States. I wouldn't want John Edwards, bitch. Self to go be president of the United States. Barack Obama, no. John McCain, maybe. I like him. He seems
even
like
though he cheated.
He cheated on his wife.
He dropped C-bombs on her.
And also,
Word?
Yes.
Well, that's acceptable.
Oh, okay. That's of high moral character.
And he dated a stripper.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I'm liking this guy more and more. I'm thinking of McCain-Edwards ticket is the way I want to go. And that's no joke.
Well, it's almost like I said last time we're talking about it. I might not vote or something like that. You even said that. It's not the lesser of two evils, but there's not a strong, powerful leader out there.
I think we have a clear-cut choice. John Edwards in 08. We'll take a break, come back in on the side. Apparently, Dubs has a girlfriend.
I do not.
And we're going to find out a little bit more about this hoochie next in the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK.
You're in the Hideout.
The Hideout with El Jefe and J Dubs.
Now, they're totally gay for each other.
Hideout.
It's time for the Hideout Minutes with the Kid McLovin.
In the last hour of the Hideout, Satchel Paige proved what an idiot he is in terms of foreign policy. We talked about the Olympics and Michael Phelps. We talked briefly about Dubs' alleged new girlfriend. We talked about John Edwards cheating and what Satchel Paige gave his opinions on what would make a good leader. The Kid was the only funny one in that hour of the Hideout. In the NFL, the New York Jets lead the Washington Redskins 7-3. I'm the Kid McLovin, and now you're up to date on the Hideout.
Here's a confession. I'm in love with a man. What? I'm in love with a man. A man called God. Does that make me gay? Am I gay for God? You betcha.
You're in the Hideout. Learn more at hideoutradio.com. The Hideout.
Or two. So back from last weekend, I had a 3-day week. Or went on a family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Back home.
How was
Dallas.
That?
Was good.
Yeah.
It was very good. It was good seeing family.
Tell me about it.
Did you go see the crazy guy talking about the Kennedy assassination right there on the corner?
No. I rarely even left my pop's house.
Go from cousin to cousin and tell me how each of them are doing, and then go to uncles, then aunts, and then
Sam's
immediate family.
Doing great. Gained a little weight.
More description.
Amanda, not so much. Kind of bored with where her life is right now. Lita's fantastic. She's doing really, really well. I could go on and on. The main thing that was really shocking to me, though, is that I've always held Dallas onto this in this pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first time I've ever gone back to Dallas where I grew up. And I realized that I'm over Dallas, Texas. You know
really?
Me. I loved it.
Dallas,
to me, was always the greatest city ever.
You were just a Texan through and through.
Yeah, and I'm not anymore.
I like Dallas. I thought of Dallas as an island and, you know, something opposite of Texas. I hate Texas so much.
I almost moved to Dallas.
Yeah, it was a great town, but I have no longer any interest in going back there. That's what I think shocked me the most, because you always, you know, depending on where it is, you always kind of want to go back to some place, but I realized I'm over Texas now. I'm beyond Texas at this point. I really want to get
congratulations.
I really want to get back to the Northeast. I'm not going to lie to you. I love city life. I miss D.C. We do this from Tampa Bay. I miss D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I love Manhattan. And even Tampa Bay, I'm growing to like a lot more than I think I even did the Dallas area. So it was weird to me, though, because Dallas was always the end-all, be-all, and it's just not, you know? I don't know if it's a matter of growing up or things change or what happens, but I don't know. It's different now.
Mm.
And I don't know if that happens to a lot of people or not. I know Dubs is really fighting to get back to Fowlerville.
No. One place I never want to go back to.
He wants to get back to mid-Michigan.
Ugh.
I thought that was very odd. Anyone that's listening to the show knows how much Dallas means to me or
mm-hmm.
meant to me, and it just doesn't anymore. You boys want to do some poetry? Let's do some Def Jam poetry here, if you don't mind. I think it'd be this is a good spot.
How about we talk more about Dallas?
Okay.
Tell me more about What you don't miss about Dallas?
Okay, I don't miss
Mavericks.
No, I miss them. It was fun watching.
Family?
Never seen this show get so awkward.
Fun watching that. Well, here's the thing. I think Dubs is. I think he's trying to set up a bit, but I don't know what it is. So, are you jealous that I went on vacation? I mean, what's going on over there? Is there anything in particular? I mean, it seems like there's a little hostility in your voice because...
No, there's no hostility.
You're asking about the family reunion and you're kind of a ass about it and...
Maybe he didn't get to go to Dallas and he kind of missed out and he wanted to go with you. You went without him and he wants
up,
to know how...
Yeah, I brought up Dallas and how it was kind of odd that I mean, I didn't want to linger on it, but you seem to have some sort of pent-up aggression towards me right now.
It's not pent-up aggression. You want me to let you in the bit?
Yeah.
I'm trying to avoid... Poetry.
Why poetry?
Or talking about anything.
Really?
Else. Yeah.
Like the fact that while I'm gone, you get a girlfriend?
No, I don't have a girlfriend.
That all of a sudden now, J-Dubs has a girlfriend.
It may be what his poem's about.
Oh, really?
No.
Ironically, my poem's not about Dallas. So do you want me to talk about Dallas? Because if you don't want to talk about your girlfriend, I mean, that's fine. We don't have to talk about her.
I don't have a girlfriend.
He does, though. That's the
I
thing.
Don't.
And I could tell you about MySpace, too. I know what our MySpace link is, so I can get that out to everybody if you want to go ahead and check that out. That'll be on HideoutHeretics.net very soon, too. But I'm proud of you.
I have a girlfriend.
I understand it's the seventh grade. You don't want to talk about your girlfriend.
You want to talk about
summer vacation. Listen, much like John Edwards, it's shocking to me that you like Poon. So I would just be excited about that fact.
What are you laughing at over the kid?
Yeah, we don't know what the hell you're into. We're just thinking carcasses. All right, let's do some dumb jam poetry then. Let's start off with over here. Every week we get together. Did you guys do dumb jam poetry last week?
No. Really? We ran out of time.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because there's only 2 hours last week, too.
Yeah.
All right, very good. All right, so here is the Satchel Patch. Every week, kind of something that happened to us since the last time we gathered together. We do it in poem form. So let's start with you, Satchel Patch.
All right, the title of my poem is Late. Occurring, coming, or being after the usual or proper time. Late for work, late for school, late for church, late for a meeting. Near or at the end of a day, or well into the night. Late in the evening, a late hour, stayed out too late. It's getting late. Recently, but no longer. You're too late. Late arrival. The late Bernie Mac. Worst nightmare come true? Baby, I'm late.
No.
Stop it. No.
Ah!
No way.
Is there your brother just knocked up a chick, and now you?
I don't think so.
Same chick?
I don't know. No. But that's the words I got. Oh, what's today? Today's Saturday night? Tomorrow yesterday afternoon, maybe?
How late is she?
3 days, 4 days. And the thing was, it's, she's on the pill. She takes birth control.
Sure she does.
But there was, we talked about it. She's
Cuban. Those are actually chiclets.
but there was a change. She changed from one brand or one type of birth control pill and changed to another one.
Do you not dome it?
No.
Are a dirt stash.
She changed from spearmint to cinnamon.
pretty much she changed from one pill to another pill. And she's very responsible about the whole thing. Hasn't missed a day or anything like that. And so...
You don't dome it?
No.
And you wonder why your
crazy?
Brother knocked up a girl.
Well?
Yeah.
Y'all do?
Yeah. Yeah, you dome it, man.
Anyway. That's it.
Yeah, that's your life. That's it. That's your life. Congratulations. Yeah. It's done.
Dropping anchor right here.
Yeah, there it is. Go ahead and marry this girl. She's going to get part of that Satchel Patch
fortune.
Yeah. Dude, really?
Yeah, man. That's
man.
But it's no big deal. She said she's not worried about it. She doesn't feel pregnant.
Well, hold on.
No big deal.
She don't feel pregnant?
Yeah.
Has she been pregnant before?
No.
Do you, she's Cuban, right?
A lot of women would tell, you know, right when it happened, I knew I was pregnant, or, you know, I could feel I was pregnant. I knew something was there. She talked to a doctor, said, you know,
Did she take a pregnancy test?
No, not yet.
What's she waiting on?
Nothing. Tomorrow, maybe.
She's just going to wait and see if it happens?
No, probably do it tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so if she is pregnant, what are you going to do?
Freak out?
I know, but beyond that, you going to abort it?
No.
Are you against abortion, too?
No.
Why don't you abort it, then?
I'm all for it.
Why don't you get a chimney sweep over there?
It is. Will you sit down and say...
Chim-chimney-chim-chim-true?
Will you speak to her? Does she understand English?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it's just a shame you don't speak it. At least not correctly. So, will she... You think you could talk her into...
Probably not.
Really?
Is she Catholic?
Formerly.
Mm-hmm. Most Catholics are. So, that's it then.
You're
going to have it.
Huh?
You'll have it?
Yeah, I'd imagine. Pick up a second job. Maybe a third job.
Wow.
You are married to Cuban.
Yeah. And, I don't know.
When she moved in, did the outside of the house automatically turn pink or turquoise?
Pink. It's not a pink. It's like a light orange.
Ah, gotcha. Mm. Well, congratulations, Satchel Patch. She's late.
She's not pregnant. She's late. I mean, come on. This happens to people all the time, right?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Because I don't. I've never had a scare.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Really?
If they're late, especially 3 or 4 days, that's it, brother.
Mm-hmm. Nah, birth control can do funny things to a girl.
Soaking a horseback, Brad.
You may want to look into that. That's why we played last night. Sit on my lap, Brad, little horsey, go to town.
All right.
Well, take her to Dr. Martin.
Yeah. Kevorkian. That's probably a better doctor for all of you. All right, let's do this. Let's go over to the kid and find out what his poem is this week. I'm sure it's going to be incredibly similar.
Mm-hmm.
What's the title of your poem?
What the hell is that?
Oh, wait, you know what? Hold on a second. Let's hold off on your poem because I know what it is. Let's do my poem first. All right, here we go. The title of my poem is What Lies Beneath. I reached a decade-long goal, getting under 205 pounds. It's great how little you sweat when you're no longer so round. I always said once I reach this benchmark, that I'd shave down my body and go shirtless at the water park. Grab the clippers, honey. It's time to get to work. I know you're stoked to be my wife. Congrats. Shaving my back is a perk. Thank you, Snugs. But I'll take it from here. While I shave my belly and nether regions, go grab me another beer. What the hell? What are those I see? So much for my plan. Ugh, how disgusting. Guess I'll still have to wear a shirt when I visit the water parks. Who knew a benefit of having tons of belly hair was it hiding the hideous stretch marks? So I got under 205 pounds. So 205 pounds has been a goal for the longest. I've lost 37 pounds in the last 2 months. And I finally decided before I was going on this family vacation that once I got to that goal... I had been growing my hair out, my goatee out, and I was going to just do a complete shave down of my body. So I did. I grabbed the clippers, and I did a complete shave down of my body. And I wish I hadn't, because I forget about, you know, I was once 290, and the stretch marks.
You really were 290?
Yeah, when I first met him, he was 290.
And the stretch marks that I have all over my belly, and it's just hideous.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, a lot of the old D.C. listeners will remember Sid Cata, a former intern we had. He looked like a killer clown from outer space.
Yeah. Oh, good. No,
yeah, he would always go shirtless, and he had some terrible stretch marks that looked like... if you cut down an oak tree and counted the rings, you know, that kind of thing.
True.
That's what his stomach looked like. Is it anything like that?
Yeah, it's not to that extent, but it's pretty bad. It's hideous, man. And I'm like, God. I let my body go.
Yeah.
That's what it is. All right, let's move on to the next. Let's go ahead and go to the kid. Here, Def Jam. Poetry. Dumb Jam Poetry.
Dumb Jam.
With the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK. song.
No, title. What the hell is that? I went to a station event earlier today. It was fun, I must say. Hefe and Dubs got there shortly after me. We all waited to eat for free. Then all of a sudden, something caught my eye. At first, I thought I was just high. What was this around Dubs' neck? It surely is quite a train wreck. I don't really know how to describe it, other to say it is ugly as...
Heck?
No.
Here's the thing. Dubs today, and this is why you might want to go, if you click on WJFK.com and go to the Hideout page, there is a photo that I have posted of J-Dubs, and by the way, it is maybe the queerest photo that I've ever seen, if you go look at it. I'm going to post it in the Pal Talk room. Dubs, you're a fruit, man.
Why?
Now, you might not have a girlfriend as I look at this photo. We're all sitting around at this company event that we had, picnic, and... I picked up Dubs, took him to it, and while we're all kind of hanging out, and the kid's hanging out with me, we both noticed at the same time that Dubs is wearing the queerest necklace.
It's not
that
a queer
you
necklace
would ever see.
Where is it? Where is it?
It is here. Let me show you where the. I'll put the link up in the.
I'm on WJFK.com.
Now go to.
It's on HideoutHeretics.net.
You got to go to HideoutHeretics.net.
That is a bad picture.
Yeah, it is. It's an incredibly queer picture. I just put it in the Pal Talk room, so you can go click on it from there. So anyway, I'm looking at this thing, and I'm like, holy cow, Dubs has... And the best way to describe it, it's one of those necklaces that looks like it's made out of hemp. And so it's automatically annoying. And then even from there, I'm like, oh my God, Dubs is wearing this necklace. He had to have gotten it from his brand new girlfriend.
I don't have a girlfriend.
Dubs is seeing this chick, and he as you can hear, he keeps denying the fact that he's seeing this girl. But he is now to the point in the relationship, a week or so in, where she has given him a necklace, and he's out sporting it. You are smitten in love if you are wearing a queer-ass thing like
that. I like the necklace.
I wouldn't. There's no reason to. Look at this photo. Look at that.
It's a bad photo.
It's my chick. By the way, so I tried to get my chick to take a photo of it, you know, because I wanted to post it and make fun of him on it. And Dubs immediately runs away.
I walked away.
Like, well, yeah, it's a choker.
It's a choker.
It's a hemp choker. Thank you very much.
It's not a choker.
Why didn't you bring her to the event today?
Yeah. It was
because
for couples.
I don't have a girlfriend.
Where'd you get that?
When do we get to meet her?
I got it from a friend.
Is she female?
Is she female? That's kind of...
Is it a female?
Yeah, they gave me a necklace, yeah.
All right. Have you seen your friend naked?
I see most of my friends naked.
Oh! That is true. I can vouch for that. So, do we want to move on to your poem or no?
If you want to.
All right, let's do Dubs' poem.
He has a girlfriend.
I do not have a girlfriend.
Look at that one. No straight man would wear that without a girl saying, put this on. Thank you. So, obviously...
Which I can't blame you for wearing it.
All right.
This one's called Two-Hand Touch. My hands are rusted. They didn't do much. This week I didn't use them on myself to touch. No cramps. No soreness. My computer wasn't used much. This week, someone else did it for me. Neither her hands used to touch.
Dubs, do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Do you have someone that is pleasing you sexually?
That happens. Woo! From time to time.
Congratulations.
I don't put labels on anything.
Why not?
Because he doesn't have a label maker.
No.
You have a girlfriend right across her forehead.
All right, now hold on a second. Seriously, brother.
Where'd you meet her?
For the longest time, you and I have been talking. Like, you need a woman in your life. And it now finally appears that you have one.
That's what me and you talked about the night he got bit by the dog. He needed a woman in his life.
A woman that would look out for him, please him sexually.
Dress him?
And get him a hemp choker.
It's not a choker. A necklace.
Hold on, let me ask you. Mm-hmm. It's not a necklace.
It's a necklace.
It's a choker. Did she get this for you?
She didn't get it for me.
Why aren't you still wearing it?
I'm wearing it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Does she listen to the show?
Yeah.
She does?
Yes.
Can I go ahead and call her Mrs. Dubs?
No. There's no Mrs. Dubs going around.
Does she think that she's your girlfriend?
No.
To give him credit, that necklace is kind of cute.
Oh. Hey, so are you just using her?
No, I don't use people.
Oh, no, not at all. So where is this going? You guys moving in together soon?
No, it's nothing
Is she late?
No, I'm not the Satchel Patch.
Right. Yeah, because he wouldn't wear a choker. So if you go to this picture, by the way, Dubs, I can't stop looking at this photo.
It's a terrible photo.
You're a queen, brother.
I'm not a queen.
Are you sure that she wasn't tucking while doing things to you? Does she have a vagina? All right, so along this line, J Dubs, let me ask you. Do you finally feel now that you are complete?
What does that mean?
That you finally, now that you got a woman in your life, things are turning around. They're looking up.
No, I don't think there's a completion. Well, that's the wrong words.
Were there a couple of completions this week?
Sure, yeah.
Nice.
That's what the poem was about.
Did you, what kind of completions? Was there actual intercourse?
Regular? No.
Oh, really? Wow, so she's doing that for you.
Yeah.
Congrats. And by the way, when she's doing that for you...
Mm-hmm.
Then she automatically, like, if it's multiple times, let's say she's going back to the well, if you will, more than likely it appears that you are now involved in a relationship.
Why is that?
How long have you been seeing her?
We've been hanging out for a little over a week.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're already tied down, huh?
I'm not tied down.
Where'd you meet her?
Internet.
How? Website.
I'm not giving out websites.
Come on.
And I honestly don't remember.
Match.com.
No.
You
no,
did it on Match.com.
No, I don't have. I've never subscribed to
the
one
heck,
of those.
Where'd you get her then? Craigslist?
Might have been MySpace. I'm not sure. I swear to God.
Is she one of your friends?
No.
That's good. That's smart. I wouldn't make her one of my friends. I wouldn't want people to see her. Not because she's not hot. Because I've seen a photo of her. You're doing pretty good for yourself over there. Got yourself a white woman. Congratulations. So, where does it go from here?
It goes. I
don't
know.
Have you set a date yet?
No, there's no date. I don't get married five times a decade.
Right. Right. I'm working on that one. All right, here's what's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you why this is different, by the way. And why it matters. I finally feel that, okay. All right, people are saying, if you give me the number, I will call her. I like that. All right, hold on. We're going to get her on the phone, Dubs.
You don't have a number for
I have it already. I saw your phone. You left it in my car, and I've seen the ones where you get all the text messages from.
Mm-mm.
So here's the situation, and this is the God's honest truth. J-Dubs has been needing a woman in his life.
I do not need
anything. A reason
anything.
To clean up. A reason to clean up. A reason to exist.
I
reason
don't
to
need
bathe.
Any of that.
They've gone on dates to five guys. They've
really?
Gone, yeah, they've
five
gone,
guys.
Five guys,
nice.
Yes.
Yeah, they've
Fine
gone.
The hog.
They've gone on dates to, here she was this week. They've gone on dates to, the drive-in. While I was out of town, he and her went to the dog beach.
Mm-hmm.
Dog beach?
Oh, with my animal, with my dog.
It's a dog beach.
He was pet sitting.
Oh, it's a regular beach, but they allow dogs.
Does she like your dog?
Everybody likes my dog.
I
my
do.
Dog's wonderful.
I hate your dog. So, Dubs, I want to congratulate you, my man. Congratulations on
yeah.
the fact that you finally now have a love in
That's
your life.
That's good.
You guys are taking it way too seriously.
Well, and I'm not taking it too. It's something to look forward to
where,
when you go home.
Where are you registered?
What do you mean?
You know.
Home Depot?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Oh, I thought you meant sex offender registry.
We know that. Michigan. Am I going to get to meet her?
No.
Why not? Why would you met my chick?
You ruin everything.
I do not.
Why didn't you
Can I meet her?
No.
Why not?
Because you're creepy.
What about the Satchel Patch? He could talk to you guys about safe sex. Have you actually had sex yet?
I'm not answering that.
Why not?
Because.
You can't talk about that on the radio. She's listening. You can't
Why
tell
not?
Everybody in D.C. that.
Why not? My chick did some things to me this morning. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it's your chick.
Yeah, so it's your chick.
You admitted she did stuff to you this week.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, here's the situation. I want to be proud for a moment for J-Dubs, who has finally, at this point in his life, found a reason to exist in this wonderful woman that he is now on the verge of marrying.
I'm not on the verge of marrying anybody.
She listens to this show, doesn't she?
Yes.
Can I talk to her for a moment?
No.
I want to talk to her just for a moment, just so that she kind of, you know what I mean? Like, really kind of, all right. What do I call her? Mrs. Dubs?
No.
All right, let me call her Mrs. Dubs. What's her first name?
Not telling you.
Mrs.? Okay. I'm just going to call her Janine. Janine, this is Ms. Hefe. Dubs' is best friend in the world. Mm-hmm. Don't really want to be, but I'm the only guy that will stick around him. I want to congratulate you on finding such a great catch. Dubs is a fantastic guy. He will cheat on you, but that doesn't mean anything. Like, he still is going to be into you. One of the important things that I think you kind of need to know about Dubs, other than the sex offender past and, here's the thing. Eventually, at some point, he's going to ask you to be in a three-way.
Mm-hmm.
With his dog. I think two of you crazy kids could really work. So, I don't know if I'll ever meet you, but if I do eventually meet you, I know that I'll laugh. And if I laugh at you to your face, it's not because of the fact that you're hideous, because I don't think you are, because you seem like you're a cute girl. But I would laugh more at the fact that one day you will be sharing Dubs's naughty bits with a canine. And that just makes me chuckle. And because of that, I appreciate you, and please take care of Dubs.
I do not have three ways with my dog.
Yet. But it's going to happen, Janine. Janine, it's great to meet you, and thank you so much for saving this kid's life. We'll take a break. We'll come back on the other side of this. And from there, whatever you want to get in, 800-636-1067. Who knew it? My little Dubs, he's growing up and becoming a man. Proud of you, Dubs.
Gee, thanks.
And I really do. I love that hemp choker. Let's smoke it during the break. It's the Hideout 106.7 WJFK.
Hideout. Here, man. I swear, you guys whip on me 13 or 14 more times, I'm out of here.
You're in the Hideout.
Yeah. A terribly sad indictment of our society.
You're in the Hideout.
An appeal to the sodomist.
The Hideout with El Jefe and J-Dubs.
With its overtones of bestiality.
The Hideout.
Even the interns back at WJFK are making fun of me, saying that is a gay choker, and then asking if they can meet my girlfriend.
I want to meet her, too.
It's not my girlfriend.
It's a Hideout 106.7 WJFK. People are wanting to know if you're still wearing your hemp choker.
Yes.
See, how long will it stay on?
I would have thought he would have taken it off before he came in here tonight.
Nah, he's in love.
The kid, King Campershell over here, is calling you out on your choker.
By the way, I know you didn't show up to the station event today,
yeah.
Flip Satchel.
Uh-huh.
But it was the easiest park site to scope out, because right when you drive into the park, you see that big, ugly Campershell shining like a beacon right into your eye.
Hey, I'm willing to take it off. I just need the time to do it.
Really?
What, you aren't spending your time getting laid or going out or...
No, this is it. Now, this is something that I found out about the kid that I think is even more awkward.
I don't know if I want you to bring that up.
No, I don't want him to bring it up either.
Content-wise, I don't know that you can. I know you... We'll save that for one of the uncensored things that we do. I know you want to go there. Hey, because Dubs now is in love, which, by the way, I'm just so happy for you. I'm so happy that, again, whether or not guy or girl, whatever, that you have found someone to share your life with, a life partner, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this earlier this week, and I wanted to know. I'm trying to give you some ideas because I want this relationship to work. It's a tough world out there, and I know for two crazy kids falling in love, sometimes things can be difficult. The economy is bad. You know what I mean?
About to reinstate the draft?
Yeah, reinstating the draft, you know. So here are some cheap date ideas that you might want to think about, Dubs. Miniature golf. You think she's a golfer? Does that sound like a good thing?
I don't think you have to be a golfer to go miniature golfing.
Well, it helps, though. You always want to have goals in life, and you start with miniature golf, and you make it out to real golf. Is she, because obviously I know she knows how to swing a stick, right? Isn't that right? Yeah? That's what I heard. Picnic? You guys go on picnics? Anything like that?
No picnics yet. No.
Bicycle rides?
I don't own a bike.
Explore the neighborhood? Outdoor movies? Biking. Anything like that?
Nothing? Nah, maybe parks or something like that.
What do you guys do for fun? What's a typical date for you two?
I mean, we've done various things. We've done dinner. We've done movies. We've done parks. We've done beaches.
Yeah? Have you done each other yet?
I'm not going to answer that.
Why are you all of a sudden a prude? Let me tell you what pisses me off right now about J-Dubs. Just about him overall, okay? This guy, when we've done the hideout forever, he has always been the person that sat there and he pokes and he prods and he tries to get information out of people.
Me?
Yet when it is finally time for him to reveal that he has found someone he's smitten with, he refuses to talk about it. Why would you refuse? You are in love.
I'm not in love. I don't have a girlfriend.
What are you then?
I'm hanging out with someone.
Is she nothing more than a receptacle to you?
No.
You're seeing her.
I'm hanging out with someone, and we're seeing where it goes.
Do you think,
is there anything wrong with that?
Is she girlfriend material?
I wouldn't be hanging out with someone if I didn't think there might be something.
What kinds of things lead you to believe that she might be someone that's worthy of you guys having a relationship?
I don't know. It's just...
Is she cool?
Yeah, she's a cool chick.
Yeah? What kind of things does she like to do?
Just like what I said earlier. The stuff we've gone out and done so far.
I am so disappointed in him.
I don't ask for a bio on your chick. I never have.
Why not? I don't care. My chick's a nerd. She likes to LARP. Yeah. She LARP. She does World of Warcraft.
Is she still LARP?
Yeah, not anymore. She made me go to Renaissance festivals.
Maybe.
She loves to do me. So she's, you know, smart there. What do you want to know? I mean, that's what it is. She's hot. She's hotter than I probably should be getting. There it is. She loves me. I tell you what, this chick, she loves me. You know what she loves about me? My body. And I don't blame her for it, because I'm just sexy. Now, tell me about
your
chick.
What was your point about?
Stretch marks. What about you? What about your chick? What do you think she loves most about you?
I don't... It hasn't been long enough to even have any kind... What?
Nothing.
It hasn't been long enough to even know that much.
All right, people want to ask. They want to know some things, and I don't want to share.
Thank you. I don't want you to share.
I want to share.
No.
Can I share?
No.
Will you share her?
No.
Not even with Cody, your dog?
No.
Jealousy. I see it already happening. It is the Hideout. Hefe and Dubs, 106.7 WJFK. All right, Dubs. Well, fair enough. I thought you would be cool.
I have been cool.
And, you know, everything would be fine. And
I'm cool.
And we'd have some fun with it. But, you know, regardless, whatever. I guess we want to move on. You getting high still? Is she okay with that?
I don't get high. What are you talking about?
I know you had a drug problem earlier this year.
I did not. Hmm. There's no drug problems.
She didn't help you clean up your act?
What act?
Well, I know that you would have, like, not really opiates delivered to you, but, like, you would have drugs delivered to you. That were borderline, like, Valium, I guess. Were you still doing that? Does Dan Mason need to know about that? Or
Dan
CK?
Mason doesn't need to know anything about what's delivered to me.
or Michael Hughes?
No, Michael Hughes doesn't need to know about it either.
None of the management?
No.
CBS Radio?
No. My mail's my business.
Okay, that's cool. I didn't know if she maybe Oh, but I got this from JFK staff. They already know.
What?
About you and your drug problems. I forgot I brought it up earlier.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They're just relieved that you're not gay, like the rest of us. But now, why...
The rest of you are gay?
No, yeah. Why is it that you get high? What is it about? Like, is it stress? Is it because it's cool?
Well, when I did get high, when I enjoyed partaking in drugs, it was because you get high and you feel a buzz and it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I like colors and you see a lot of them on drugs.
Because there was this thing that came out this week and they were looking at like high school, like teens and why they get high. The biggest reason they get high nowadays is because they say they're stressed. It's stress.
Wait,
that's the reason why they're taking drugs. As opposed to seeing color
head on, I have actually got a concussion. And it sent my mind on a trip. I was riding a motorcycle out in the woods without a helmet, of course. And did a couple of flips right in the sand and nailed my head. Bike flipped over me, you know, twisted up in between it. And when I woke up, it was like a Jimi Hendrix video. Like purple, green, spots, everything for 30 minutes was like a Jimi Hendrix music video.
See, I've never been high before, and I wonder if I'm missing out on it.
You are.
Is this something? Is it really something you would almost suggest?
You have to do it once in your life.
Have you never weed or?
No, I've never smoked dope. I've only gotten drunk. That's it.
I'm not gonna say weed's better than alcohol, but
it's different.
There was a point in my life where I thought weed was the greatest thing in the world, and I would be 50, 60 years old. Choking down.
When you're smoking weed like 4 or 5 times a week.
Oh yeah.
You think that's I'm gonna do this for my whole life.
This is great. It can't, you know, packing back joints like cigarettes. You know, mm-hmm. Knocking out 5, 10, 15 a day. That's the life. And you really can't get any better than this.
I was
who
thinking
needs
about
a savings account. Who needs anything like that?
All I need is my weed
and my
and
mom's purse.
A roof.
I was thinking about, like, starting with something slow, like heroin.
Yeah.
And then if I start with something like that...
Heroin's overrated. Put some Oxycontin up your nose. Much better.
Really?
Yeah.
It is a hideout. Now, but your girlfriend, she doesn't care about that, Dubs?
About what?
About you getting high.
I don't get high.
I mean, you whatever it is you
relieve
don't do.
Stress.
Yeah, however you relieve your stress.
However I see colors?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Have you talked to her about it at all?
I don't think there's a need to talk about anything that I don't do.
You know, let me say this really quickly. The reason that this pisses me off in Dubs and his coyness, it is obvious. If you put something on as queer as a hemp choker, you are obviously under the influence of a girl.
And most of the time, girls, it's a good influence.
But in this one, it's almost like she's trying to say, listen, he's a homo.
No, she's branding him like as her,
as
like
a homo.
A cattle.
Yeah.
He's a part of her cattle.
As a queer cow. That's what's going on here with this guy.
Her brand is a hemp choker.
Mm-hmm. I love the rainbow aspect to it, too.
There's no rainbow to it.
Mm. I'm seeing colors. So... It's good, though. It's good for you, though, right? Because you understand where I'm coming from and that this girl already has tremendous influence over you.
How? Because I'm wearing the same stuff I normally do. I have a necklace on.
I wore
like 7 or 8 necklaces when I first met you.
Let me ask you. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I would have never worked with you if you did that. Let me ask you this, then. What was the way you changed most when you first met your chick, other than you completely wanting to change your persona, Satchel Paige? What was the other thing that you did that really, like, you changed when you met your chick?
Keeping myself clean. That's it.
So showering.
Showering more often, pretty much.
Oh, I thought you were talking drugs.
No. I've been clean for a couple of months now.
For me, I think the way that I changed probably the most is I got fat. Like, that's always...
When you got your girl, you got fat?
Yeah, every time. Yeah, I always get fat whenever I get a chick.
I tell you what, I actually got in shape. Tell you the truth, I didn't think of that. Like I said earlier, I can run about 3 miles now. She used to run all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember the first time I tried to do it, you know, I ran maybe 200 yards and was out of breath and about to die.
But, like, I wonder if you ever, like, change yourself, like, maybe in the ideals that you have whenever you get a chick, if you change who you are because you're trying to kind of become what this chick wants you to be. So that's why I love my girl so much, because I haven't had to change at all. She didn't ask me to change. She just wanted me to be me.
Well, I don't think I've changed at all. From my concept of what I thought was acceptable, I would broadcast to the world almost a lot of what goes on in here in the hideout. And a lot of times, then you realize when you have someone in your life, you're like, maybe I shouldn't broadcast all the bad things I've done. Maybe I shouldn't tell the world about and actually wear it as a badge and like, look what I've done.
Right.
You know, I'm a scumbag.
Is that
I'm
marker of growing up, though?
Kind of. You know, that's more what I think it is, not more of a change in a bad way, because I haven't changed at all. You know, I'm still myself, but as wearing the things I've done that have been negative in my life and the things that I've done, wearing it as a badge of honor, back, look at me, I'm...
But you don't find that as you're repressing stuff now? And
no, not really. It's just I'm not, you know, go flaunting it around, like, look what I've done here, look at this, look at, you know, I'm a scumbag.
I'm getting this. Dubs looks like one of those white hat-wearing lacrosse players. You do look like a lacrosse player now.
I lost it. I don't know what that means.
You look like you would have been a rapist if you went to Duke University.
Okay. I'll take that.
But it's like sometimes whenever you meet a chick, you definitely, like, you want to change who you were because you're almost in a sense ashamed of that. Because it's just, I never thought the Dubs would sell out.
And I haven't sold out.
You're doing it right now.
How?
I think that's part of what's happened here.
How have I sold out?
Because you're wearing that sissy-ass hemp choker.
It's a necklace. Are you kidding me?
That thing is horrible.
King Camper Shell's calling it horrible, and are you going to go bury a placenta after the show?
Why? Because it looks something McConaughey?
Yeah.
It's a necklace.
Matthew, go watch that movie with him and Goldie Hawn's daughter.
No, he's headed to a Dave Matthews concert next.
Widespread panic show. We're going to a panic show.
What are you guys talking about?
I love fish. I love fish.
Yeah.
With a P.
I think it's a PH. Dubs has sold himself out, man. Hey, congratulations. You had your hideout card revoked.
One good thing about the Widespread show, you can get some a little bit of nitrous under the bridge.
It's always good. So next week, you're going to be coming back in here with your tie-dye shirt,
flip-flops, and sandals.
Hairy armpits. Why would I do that?
He's going to get it.
I'm going to have hairy armpits because I'm a guy. I don't shave them.
And,
you aren't making sense anymore.
His new salad where he only has sprouts. He only eats greens now.
Dreadlocks.
Look at this sissy on this photo on hideoutheretics.net. This hand on his hip. In his shirt that's too tight.
It's not too tight.
In his hemp choker.
He's drinking bottled water.
I am not.
Yes, bottled water in a can.
I do not.
What a sissy. I'm sorry, bro. I know that, you know, it was very important for you to get Poontang, but to sacrifice yourself to this point.
It's a necklace.
It's that. No, it's not a necklace. It's a flag. It's a flag as to this is who I am and this is how I've sold out.
All right.
Well, I know it. If she's for Obama, you're going to be voting for Obama, too. Are you mad at me?
He does have a Coke in his hand. Why isn't it a beer?
Because there's no beer out there.
He didn't drink anymore.
And I rarely drink anyway.
Are you chatting with her online? Is she listening?
No.
Rod. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to her. Rod.
When do we get to meet her again?
You don't.
I think she's going to come into the show next weekend.
Mm-mm.
So we got to do that.
What's that?
We got to do a special roundtable of the girlfriends now. We can get my chick, your chick, talk about being late.
Yeah.
Satchel Paige. Dubs' new girlfriend can talk about fashion. And we can have the kid's mom here to bake cookies.
Yeah, that's not
so
happening.
All of the important women in our lives.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Does she make good pancakes?
No.
Dubs?
What? I haven't had any pancakes yet.
Are you angry with me?
No.
Do you think you'll still have a relationship this time next week?
I don't know. I don't have one.
He hopes so. I hope. What's going to last longer? The kid said he didn't want the camper shell. He just hadn't got the time to take it off. And the necklace. Now, he can take it off right now if he wants to, but he doesn't want to.
No.
What's going first?
The camper shell?
Camper shell.
Or the necklace?
Dubs is going to be wearing that necklace for the next 7 years.
Monday is a big day.
Yeah, it's true.
Camper shell could be gone by Monday, and necklace could be gone by Monday.
Congratulations, J-Dubs.
Well,
so
thank
proud
you.
Of you.
Appreciate it.
All right, we're going to get out of here. Stay tuned for the final Kid McLovin update. And then beyond that, next weekend, I know that the game is a little bit later for the unofficial pregame social. I don't know if we're going to be here live or not, but keep checking WJFK.com, where you can also go and get the podcasts and all that sort of fun stuff. Have a fantastic rest of your weekend. And until next time, we out, bitch. 5,000.
Yeah, 5,000.
No 5,000, Dubs? Dubs, no 5,000?
He's texting that girl.
No 5,000?
He's texting the girl.
Here comes the kids' minutes.
I be smacking my hoes. Everyone knows it goes. Kick him to the floor. Step on them hard. Step on them hard. Kick him to the floor. Cause I be smacking my hoes. I be smacking my hoes. I be smacking my hoes.
Not interested.
I don't.
I 5,000.
It's time for the Hideout Minutes with the Kid McLovin.
In the last hour of the Hideout, we had Dumb Jam Poetry, where we learned Satchel Patch's girlfriend is late, something about Hefe's body that I really didn't need to know, Dubs has a girlfriend who makes him wear a really gay necklace, we talked about drug use and getting high, the guys talked about how they changed when they met their girlfriends, I learned an important lesson about not telling these guys anything, I'm the Kid McLovin, and now you're up to date on the Hideout, 5,000.